right, that was Mike Ailey. I meant to earlier read out the banjo players in order so you'll know where you are. So those of you that are banjo players, Randy Brown is next, and you're ready, right? Okay, so after that will be Kevin Horton, then Dan Troitor, then Michael Tinsberg, then Andy Malloy, then Kevin Wilson, then Elvin Decker, then Uma Peters. If you're in the contest, you can tune up over here backstage. It would be best if you were tuned up and ready to go when it was time to get on stage, just like Mr. Randy Brown is. He's our next contestant. I did mean to tell y'all, too, that this is an open banjo contest, which means people can play any style. They can play three-finger style, two-finger style, clawhammer style, or any made-up banjo style they might want to do. That seems in the spirit of John Hartford. I think he would have liked that. If y'all like contests, there's a fiddle contest here tomorrow if you want to see fiddlers put themselves through the same paces. That's at 11 o'clock here tomorrow in this same stage, so y'all come back. That way's a little treacherous. All right, y'all help me welcome Mr. Randy Brown.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bobby Brown. All right. We have our lovely sound person, Chris. That's your name, right? I didn't make that up. Awesome. I got it right. His name is Chris. He's doing an awesome job here. Let's give him a round of applause. All right. Next to the stage for today's banjo extravaganza is Mr. Kevin Horton. Welcome him.
We're playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Shooting Star. Thank you.
Jordan there for you. Next to the stage with the correct pronunciation of his name is Mr. Dan Troyer.
Last one was a Bill Emerson tune called Cowboys and Indians. This next one's a Scruggs number. You will probably recognize it.
Michael Tinsberg. Welcome him to the stage. Do you want to sit or stand?
Just before the battle, Mother.
Thank you.
Georgia Railroad.
That was Michael Tinsberg. Next to the stage, yeah. Next to the stage, we got Mr. Andy Malloy.
Be a banjo competition without tuning, right? Thank you.
Andy Malloy. We've got three more contestants for you. Next up to the stage is Kevin Wilson.
We'll play Gentle on My Mind and then Jerusalem Ridge after that. So.
All right, two more left on our list. Up next, Elvin Decker.
Thank you. Fortune, and now I'm going to play Pet Frog.
Decker. All right, for our final contestant of the day, we have Uma Peters.
Thank you.
was Uma Peters. She was our final contestant for the day, so we'll now take a little break. It'll take a few minutes for the judges to finish tallying up the scores. So y'all stick around. We'll be back to announce the winners in just a few minutes.
When she's rolling away from the depot. There goes the train of cat, my girl from town. If I know her number, Lord, I'd flag her down. Hey, the train cat, girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. Rations on the table and the coffee's getting cold. And some dirty rounder stole my jelly roll. Hey, the train cat, girl from town. To the Lord that the train would wreck, kill that engineer and break the fireman's neck. Hey, the train and the cattle girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. Rolling on down the line. There goes my girl, somebody bring her back, cause she's got her hand in my money sack. Hey, the train. Kind of way that train went when she went out of here.
All right, everybody. The time has come. I want to first off say thank you to our judges again, Sean Guile, Ryan Spearman, and Colin O'Brien. It is not an easy task. I also want to give a huge round of applause to each contestant that entered today. Playing banjo is one thing, but playing it on stage while everyone is judging you, that's a whole different thing. So they all did a mighty fine job. The judges were pretty unanimous in their voting today, which made it easy. So we're going to start with our third place winner, which is a winner of $25, a signed John Hartford poster from this year, and a plaque made by Tom Burkhart, our festival promoter, that will be mailed to each contestant. So for third place, y'all help me congratulate Elvin Decker. For second place, $50 in cash, a John Hartford poster, a plaque mailed to you by Mr. Tom Burkhart. Y'all help me congratulate Uma Peters. All right, and for first place, the winner of $100, a John Hartford signed poster, a plaque mailed to you by Mr. Tom Burkhart. Y'all congratulate Dan Troyer. Thank y'all for participating today in the first ever John Hartford Banjo Contest. We're going to have a fiddle contest tomorrow here at 11 o'clock, so y'all come back.